Now, as we've been hearing this morning, PTSB has put itself up for sale. The bank said it's looking for a new owner to support the next phase of the bank's growth. The state owns 57% of the bank. We're joined now by Michael Dowling of Irish Mortgage Brokers. Michael, good morning. Thanks for taking our call. What's your reaction to this news this morning? Are you surprised by it?
I'm not hugely surprised, to be honest with you, Justin. I mean, PTSB are a significant player in the Irish market, but we have two very dominant players in the market. And to some degree, they have struggled to try and compete with those two dominant players. There has been some improvement in their share price over the last number of months. And I think now probably is an opportune time to bring the bank to the market, because I suspect there will be demand for the bank in terms of the position it is in. It operates within Ireland, and the potential for the bank to grow within our economy.
And for people then, for customers of PTSB, perhaps people who have mortgages with the bank or savings, what does this potential sale mean for them?
Well, firstly, to reassure all customers that their terms and conditions as prevailing today will be maintained by whoever acquires the bank. There will be no change in your terms and conditions. I think for customers of Permanent TSB, it could provide opportunities for better services to be made available, having been acquired by a bank. I mean, all the Irish banks are struggling with legacy IT systems, and maybe an investment from a larger European bank will facilitate better services being made available to the customers of Permanent TSB.
What about, though, I mean, this will mean that the state, which owns 57% of the bank, that it will exit as a shareholder of the bank. I mean, is it not in the best interests of customers if the state actually does have an involvement in your bank, because it allows for increased oversight and public interest directors and all of that sort of thing?
Well, I think there is significant oversight of the banks currently. I mean, state ownership of banks is one that you can take a view on in terms of whether the state should have ownership in private entities in operating the way banks do. I mean, we've seen AIB and Bank of Ireland have diluted their state ownership. I'm not so sure having state ownership offers any additional protection to customers, because there's very rigorous supervision of banks currently. So I'm not so sure the dilution of the state's interest in the bank will be a disadvantage to customers of Permanent TSB.
Do you think then that this will lead to a healthier banking market in Ireland and increased competition?
I believe so. As I say, we've two dominant players in the market, and we need more competition. We need players in the market that can compete against those two dominant players. It has been a struggle for those to compete. And if Permanent TSB, for example, is taken over by a large European bank with sufficient resources to commit to the bank, it can only be good for customers, both mortgage and deposit customers in Ireland.
What kind of a bank do you think would be interested in buying a Permanent TSB?
Well, look, I think it would be more a European bank than a British bank. British banks have suffered significantly from the crash in 2008 and have bad memories of investing in Ireland. I do think it will be a European bank who will look at Ireland, look at our economy. It's a growing economy. We have a very young population, a growing mortgage market. So there are significant opportunities there for any bank to come into her, and I think it will be a European bank.
Michael, thank you very much for speaking with us this morning. That's Michael Dowling of Irish Mortgage Brokers. It's 8:45.